How long were you there?
I was there 10 days the first time. I'm going back again next month. They're locating permanent housing for me there. It looks like I'll probably be living there up to 25% of the year for the next 7 years.
Are you kidding me?
No.
That's a long haul, my friend.
This is a permanent relationship with wonderful people. We have clicked. Yosef Mansour and the wonderful, beautiful Princess Malik, Egyptian-born Princess of Morocco. And we have a permanent relationship with Action Films now, and with the Egyptian Media Center is pending, but it looks very, very serious. And they just love Americans, and we love them. And there's so much discovery to be made, and we'll talk about that tonight. There's so much left on the table to be done that it requires people who have access to Hollywood, which is certainly my partner John Fassett and company. The people we took with us we'll describe those later in the program. But they have a want to upgrade their television and their movies to the level of Hollywood, so that they can be the center of film and television for the world. The Egyptian Media Center is as large as Universal Studios, and it's been built over the last 7 years. This is a place to be reckoned with in the future. Instead of going to Romania or Czechoslovakia mm-hmm. or some other place, this is the place to do film, because it's so inexpensive to film in Egypt.
So it's very possible next time we do a program with you, you could be there.
We want to be there. They want us to do a program from there, and we'll talk about that, George. Of course, anything you want, I will accommodate. And certainly, Yosef Mansour had a wonderful talk with Lisa today, and I think they are now fast friends, and we'll talk in the future as well.
Now, let's tell me about from the moment you got into Egypt. Had you been there before?
No.
Never. First time?
First time.
Okay, now, as you're approaching, how do you get there, first of all, from here?
Well, we flew Air France. Is that what you mean?
Oh, gosh. You didn't feel tense?
I've never felt tense. I've read and met many people from Egypt. I know the history of Egypt. I know the intimate politics of Egypt from a distance. And pardon me, I'm an observer and have not participated in the events in the Middle East up until now, but I've had many friends who have, and it looks like we'll be at the forefront of those in the future. But no, I didn't feel tense at all. I think John Fassett felt tense.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially, being on an Air France plane going to Egypt, I would feel a little tense.
Well, the French are an interesting people. They have a lot more history than we do. And then Egypt has that much more history than France does. So you look at the United States, which is really a relatively new country, a new culture. And the French somehow have this feeling like they are our big brother. And that we have been their rebellious child. And then you go to Egypt, and Egypt feels like they are the mother of everyone, and that they have finally matured, in which they have. And they watch the rebellious children fight amongst themselves, and kind of with a Mona Lisa smile. We'll talk about what happened with me with the princess the night we got there. She took me on her yacht on a cruise up the Nile River with everyone that was important you could possibly imagine. A real surprise for me. I was sitting next to the former Miss Universe from Lebanon on my left hand, an Egyptian movie star on my right hand, three billionaires at my table, a room full of 50 owners of newspapers and major industrial and other kinds of wealth in Egypt. And we had this black tie dinner that was so incredible, it was unbelievable. And then John Fassett was asked to speak for 3 minutes to tell them why we were in Egypt and that we were going to be doing some film. And then they asked me to stand up and say something, which came completely blindsided me. I stood up in front of these people, and the passion of 30 years of researching ancient texts from Egypt just overwhelmed me. And I stood up and said, Egypt is the mother of civilization. She has had her voice denied for over 2,000 years. And it is time that Egypt find her own voice for herself and speak for herself. And the rebellious children will learn how caring and kind Egypt is, and you should have seen a room full of billionaires sob and cheer. They wanted some encouragement, some caring from the West, and perhaps we just lucked out, said the right thing, but certainly that was my passion in my heart, and because of those events, we've developed a permanent relationship with Egypt.
Good for you. Good for you. Now, when the touring began and the site selections in the various areas that you went, were you with Zahi Hawass? Who was guiding you around these places?
For the full 10 days, I was with Yosef Mansour, who is probably the most famous movie star. He's done 16 films in Egypt. I was with him for 10 days and with the Princess Malak for 10 days. We were with Zahi for one day.
Okay.
On the Giza Plateau. He was extremely gracious. He had already filled up his schedule. We had intended to do a radio or a television program on Egyptian media when I got there, but we just could not break that time away.
Mm-hmm.
But he was so wonderful in giving us the time in his packing. He was leaving for a trip abroad. But he took the time to take every minute possible to show us two brand new discoveries that had been made on the Giza Plateau, to tell us about the discovery to be made here in the next month and a half here near the Menkaure site, which is the smaller pyramid in the back, and then time to talk to John and myself about being a contributing editor to an ongoing television programming for Zahi in America.
Now, that would be novel.
Let him have his own voice. And let me tell you, he has a voice, he has a passion, he has a desire to disclose to the world what is in Egypt. I found him anything but conspiratorial. I found him every bit a contributor, wanting to disclose, wanting to participate, wanting the world to understand, but wanting to understand from Egyptian voice.
Oh, he's a showman. I you know, when we saw him open up the tomb, I mean, he is every bit a television showman, and he heads up, of course, the antiquities department for Egypt. But I mean, he knows how to play to a crowd.
He does, and he knows how to orchestrate his workers. Let me tell you, that is a well-oiled machine on the Giza Plateau.
Yes.